What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with him? This morning's sermon title actually comes from a question that was asked the night before his crucifixion. Jesus had been arrested and brought before Pontius Pilate, the Roman procurator. Pilate did not understand why the Jews wanted to crucify him, wanted to have him killed. So in accordance with Jewish custom, he decided to release one of the prisoners before Passover. That was something that was normally done, and he thought, well, he would do that with Jesus. He offered to release him to the crowd. Take a look at Matthew 27, if you would. Turn there, please. Matthew 27, starting at verse 16. The Romans were holding at that time a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" I'll skip down to verse 20. And the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes to ask for Barabbas and to put Jesus to death. But the governor answered and said to them, "Well, which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." And Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who was called the Christ?" And they said, "All of them, let him be crucified." Now, why would I quote scripture that we normally associate with Palm Sunday or Easter at this time of the year, the week before Christmas? Well, I would suggest to you that Pilate's question, "What shall I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? What shall I do with him?" That question is appropriate at any time of the year, isn't it? And furthermore, it's a question that every man, every woman, and every child who has ever lived